CliffCentral.com.
All she needed was some.
Welcome everybody to the West Guys.
Wake up.
Had a Clippers game on the court side.
Woo!
Watch a nigga shoot like a 4-5. They mad at me too, I got more fire. Why these bitches see you? Go home, Rod.
Hey, dog, have you been using your 4-5 lately?
Hey, too much.
Even 4 right now. What a boy. You know, you gotta utilize your 4-5. You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, donate your organ. There's niggas out there without a 4-5
that need one.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's all she needed. All she needed was some.
Yo,
all she needed was some of the worst guys. You're chilling with Mark and Julia and my co-host, Ria Bezosasele. We are in the building with some dope ass guests today. We're gonna have a blazing session. You know what happens when it's a room full of rappers? It's a turn up. It's a situation. It's the worst guys on a worst Wednesday doing it in the worst way. I hope you're having a blessed Wednesday afternoon, yo.
Turn it up.
All she needed was. So before we get into our awesome guests this afternoon, my boy, let me just catch up with you a little bit. How's it going?
Everything is alright, right?
Everything is alright. I think that's a statement for you to take home with you every day, because everything is alright every day. Even when life is bad, life
Dog,
is good.
You know my saying, even when life is shit, it's still legit.
Yeah. What have you been getting up to? Getting ready for this competition? Are you ready to go on stage?
May 13th, it is going down.
Yeah.
WFF PTA Classic. Gonna be doing the physique category, because these bodybuilding niggas is just too big, nigga. These bodybuilding cats is just too big, you know. So hey, I gotta go do the, you know, that's that sports model kind of vibe. Where you don't have to be too lean, they're not too dax. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I see you on Instagram flexing, literally.
Hey, my boy, hook up a young. You know what?
You know, people need to see, dog. People need to see the bicep.
Nah, dude. But. The thing is, I don't want to say too much, you know, because people get Chacha Tree. And if you don't know what Chacha Tree is, that's a Julius Malema reference.
It's a Chachara. Here you be, or else you jump.
You know
from,
what I'm saying? You mustn't be Chachara. You must stay in your lane.
Yeah.
And you must just perform to the best of your ability. And that's what I'm going there to do. Doing my best, training my best, and then the rest is up to God, bruh.
Yeah, for sure. And I've been chilling. In fact, no.
You ain't been chilling.
Yeah, but you see,
don't lie to the people. Don't lie.
Yeah. I'm always taking it easy, even when I'm doing it hard. You know, these things. Life is easy for me. You know, that's what I mean by it. Life is easy. But yeah, man, I had a crazy week. I'm still coming down from Parker's this last week. Performed from Wednesday till Saturday, and every night just got better and better and better. You know, like, there's no better feeling than people standing up for you doing comedy. Like, that's the goal. I want to make people stand in theaters, my boy. So, still coming down from that bin celebrating. But we're back, and it's a new week, and we forget about what's happened in the past, and we're going on. We're moving forward. We're looking for our new goals, right?
That's it.
Yeah, before we go any further, let me introduce you to our guest in studio today. We are hanging out with Uno, Tyrone, and F.A. These guys are some young up-and-coming rappers in the game, and they've got some dope music that we're going to play for you a little bit later. But before that, let me just let them introduce themselves. Yo, get on there. Tell the people what y'all are about, yo.
Yo, what's good? This is Uno from Friday Night. I'm chilling here with my boy, Young Tyron.
Hey, what's happening?
Yeah. What's happening? And F.A.?
Hey, it's F.A., and yes, I'm a singer, stroke songwriter.
Oh, cool,
yeah,
cool,
not
cool.
Not a rapper.
Not a rapper. Hey. Maybe you can come with the hook at the worst guy cypher.
I know.
No, she already caught me off guard. You know, I'm a singer, stroke, and I'm thinking, hey, wait. We're not even in the bedroom. You're coming with a stroke.
Your mind is in the gutter, my
oh
boy.
My God.
Okay, all right. Let me just drink some water.
Are you thirsty? You need water. Holy water.
All right.
So we're in studio with these homies, man. We're just going to be chatting about what's been going on in our world, in our lives, and what we feel about what's happening in society. And then we'll also talk a little bit more about Friday Night SA and what these guys are doing and where you can catch them. And how you feel about them. Yeah, you can hit us up on WhatsApp if you want to talk to them or us. The number is 079-748-2090. I'll give you that number again. It's 079-748-2090. Or you can hit us up on Twitter, which is @_worstguys. And you can hit us up on Facebook if you really want to, which is just the worst guys. And on Instagram, we're also just the worst guys. Okay, so yeah. Getting straight into it. I just want to find out from you guys. You guys seem pretty quiet. Are you guys okay? Like, are you all right, Uno?
No, we're absorbing the environment.
Yeah, you know, you see, because rappers...
When it's time to get lit, though.
All right, because rappers are out here, usually they turn dog too much, actually. But I like you guys. You see, I'm sure your art speaks for you.
Yeah, yes, I'm fresh out the studio myself, so I was working all night.
Oh, hectic, hectic. I like that. On the grind, on the grind. But you see, still chilling. See, he knows the life. His life is easy. He's chilling. But he's working hard. He's working hard. All right. So, yeah, we're just going to talk about a few stories that have been going on in the world. And, yeah, we just want to get your guys' opinion. I don't know how socially involved you are. Before we do you think musicians, artists, and the like should be really concerned about social issues, political issues? FA, let me ask you.
Yes, of course. They're human beings as well.
Yeah. So. And I think artists have the greatest influence on people. Mm-hmm. So you have to know what's going on in order to have a message. Really.
Yeah. Pass on the message. Yeah.
I think, personally, I think it affects everybody. Like, whatever happens in the economy, it affects everyone. Artists, sportsmen, everything. So if you have a platform, you have to use it.
Yeah, to speak your voice. Mm. All right, cool. So let's get into a few stories that have interested us this week, and we'll have a chat about
it. One more trouble again. One more penny. At it again. Read about it. Extra. Please grab young Fallon. Extra, extra. Read all about it. Life story of Playboy Penny. Extra, extra.
Alright, so the first story that caught my attention this week was from the O.R. Tambo heist.
No, man, don't even get me started on that. They must free the guy that they locked up, and that guy must give back the money that they gave him for George.
Do you know the funny thing about South Africa is that we're such a gangster nation that everybody's bleak that these guys are getting caught.
Dude, everybody, can I tell you something?
Bleak. Yeah.
I don't believe the guy that these oaks are the real gents, eh?
Really? You think they're a front?
Dude, if you're so smart to plan a heist that perfectly to the T, you're telling me you're going to go buy a Lambo and get busted like that? It's a setup, my boy. It's just so that the security of South Africa could be like, okay, we found it. We found them. You know what I'm saying? But honestly speaking, those gents that got caught, they don't even look like they can even plan. They don't even know how to spell heist. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not fooling.
The thing of buying a Lamborghini, though, like, come on, dog, If it is you, just relax. Maybe take a holiday in Yana. Don't jump Isa too much. Why are you buying a Lambo? Buy a young Picanto. I mean, it still moves. Or even a Ford, dog. A Ford is a flaming car. Mm-hmm. Buy a young Ford. Don't be chacharach. You want to buy a Lamborghini.
I'm so hacked, bruh. Like, when I saw that, I woke up in the morning and I just see my newsfeed at the bust, and then everybody's coming with these memes, and I'm like, oh, people are falling for the hype again.
I think the Oaks who did it are actually still chilling underground low-key somewhere.
Hard.
They had to be Fallout guys, and unfortunately, these are them.
You know what the situation is? It's one of those where a drug dealer puts out five people and to basically take drugs from one country to the next, all right? One guy may be carrying 5 keys, the next guy 10 keys, the next guy 10 keys, the next guy 10 keys, and the last guy 1 key. Then they tip off the federals and say, hey, there's a guy, he's carrying 1 key of cocaine. Then all of those other guys with the big amounts slide gaps, that one guy gets caught.
That's exactly what's
yeah,
happening.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You see, we all know what's happening because we all know tsotsirism.
I know.
Living in South Africa, it's an unspoken subject that you learn in school. You don't even have to put it on the circle, the what you call it, the... curriculum. Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. And you'll
I think
you'll
it was learn. Life orientation.
Yeah, life orientation. You'll learn how to be a totsie. We all know the gangsterism in South Africa. But yeah, these guys are getting busted one by one. It's pretty fun to watch it unravel, to be honest with you. This is really a movie right now. And also in other news, a bit more serious. I guess they're both relatively serious, but I mean, 15 computers have been stolen from Chief Justice Mokgweng Mokgweng's office. So this guy is the head of the Constitutional Court, right? This is the biggest judge we have, and folks don't care. They're knocking him. And I don't know what kind of information people are looking for because they stole computers, or if they're just looking for the money. Because if it was a money thing for me, why steal from the Chief Justice?
Exactly.
You know, because that's a big deal. These guys, how confident do you have to be in your criminal abilities to steal from a judge, dude? I know, South Africans have no shame, bro. You're stealing from a judge, my boy. 15 computers. I can't even imagine what you're doing.
I don't even know where to begin with that one.
It sounds political.
Yeah, it has to be. It's like all this shit is politically motivated. I don't know how deep the story runs. You know, that's the scariest thing about politics for me. Is that we see stuff that comes out on the news, and a lot of it is always on the face of it, just, you know, surface crimes. You know, we don't really know what's actually going on deep down. So how much should we give a shit about it? I know often you and I, Rehab, we talk about how we don't really care about the government. We just talk about them because they're a part of our lives. But, you know, how much do you really know about what's happening? Even if you are well informed, you're informed by somebody, and somebody's protecting information. Somebody's got an agenda. And yeah, like I said, we've got a hectic underworld in South Africa.
Dude, remember, for me, it goes back to that point that I made a while back of Zuma being the king of distraction.
Yeah,
This is another one of his young schemes. It's just like, yo, okay, just go take 15 computers. Everybody's going to go crazy about that. Zuma paid that other guy who got caught with the Lamborghini. Hey, listen, just touch a Lamborghini, you're going to get caught. Ma, I'm going to give you money.
He's the
master of fucking deception.
So do you think the Helen Ziller tweet is part of the distractions? Because Helen Ziller put out that tweet about colonialism being beneficial for Africa in terms of healthcare, roads, pipes. Yeah, they brought development to Africa with colonialism. Exactly. And she decided to tweet that.
Does she remember that she lives in South Africa?
I don't think she does. But she tweeted that, and obviously people had her. Uh-huh. And if we're going to have a real conversation about it, colonization did bring development. But my argument is that maybe it wasn't worth it.
Hey, man. The thing is, don't forget who actually was the manpower behind all of the development.
Yeah, as well. Cheap labor,
and
exploited.
Who's to say the development wasn't going to come anyway?
Yeah.
Exactly.
It might have been slower, but we would have been cool. We wouldn't be strangers in our own land, you know what I'm saying? So for me, it's cool. I understand where Helen Ziller is coming from. I don't think it was racially charged when she made that tweet. I don't think she was trying to be racist. But I think the general idea, well, let me speak for myself personally, is that, yeah, maybe these things came, but maybe they just weren't worth it. Maybe they just weren't worth it. Maybe all our people are not benefiting from those developments that you speak of. There's still people without water. There's still people without healthcare. Exactly. So why even bring it up, really? Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think that also might have been a distraction. Maybe Zuma and Helen Ziller are in cahoots. You never know with these guys at the top.
I know, but Zuma does look like a vanilla killer. I'm not going to lie.
He pops his white bitches for days.
And the thing is, Zuma looks like the kind of guy who goes blow zero and he calls the time.
You're
gonna eat the pill, alright? You know, morning.
And then if I have AIDS, we'll just take a shower together.
You know, it's just about peeling a shower.
Guys.
Fuck, I Zuma.
Hey, Zuma's the guy. And another story that's been trending is about the spur video. This one's got you in your feels.
Can I tell you something? I woke up in the morning, you know, I was singing Kanye West, beautiful morning.
Yeah, yeah.
You're the sun in my morning, baby.
Yeah.
Then I go onto Facebook.
And you saw the video.
I could already see. You know when the video is paused and you're about to press play, you can already see there's a black lady, about like five black children, and there's a white guy standing there, and you can see that he's about to do some bullshit. And I'm like, do I really want to watch this video right now in the morning?
You see, he's the exact type of boot I was afraid of in Bloemfontein. He's the kind of guy, and I like the fact that the lady called him out as a bully, but I don't think it's a racial issue. A lot of people are making it a racial issue, and I don't think it is. Yes. Well, how do you feel about that?
But the thing is, look, we didn't catch that thing from the beginning.
Yeah.
Yes, what he did was fucked up.
Yeah.
But we didn't catch that thing from the beginning, where it all started, so we don't know where it stems from.
It stems from the children. Apparently, one of the children of the lady who was being reprimanded was hurting
his child.
Yeah.
His child. Mm-hmm. Okay, Shop. Now, I can understand why you get hacked, but you don't attack...
Yeah,
you know, you don't attack a woman like that.
Yeah.
You know, you'll die, my boy.
Especially as a man that big, bruh. How do you... Vesa, you know, when he's like, I'm about to pussy. I was like, this guy is not serious right now.
You know what? You're not pissing me off anymore.
Yeah.
How many bystanders were just watching?
Yeah. But, okay, I don't have a problem with that because I always say never get into fights that are not your own.
No, I understand that. But the thing is, at the same time, are you going to witness somebody... Are you just going to say that, ooh?
Hey, we live in that age where you just take out your phone, my boy. Somebody was doing that exact same thing. It's like, hey, I'm tweeting this shit. And it's going to trend. And so it did. But yeah, just, like I said, I don't think it was a racial issue. A lot of people are making it a racial issue. I think it's a gender violence based issue, which is just as bad, actually. Yeah, it's just as bad. But yeah. That's what happened. That's what's been going on in our world in the last week or so. And yeah, we're going to get straight into our guests for today. Yeah, Friday Night SA. Tyron, tell me a little bit about that, my brother.
Yo, what's up?
Yeah.
So, Tyron, I'm a rapper, as y'all know, producer. I make my own beats. I do a bit of singing here and there, but I wouldn't call it singing. Everybody sings these days.
Is it that Bryson Tiller, Drake type of singing? Rap.
Rap type of shit. So I'm on that vibe. Yeah, so Friday Night is the click. We've got a lot of projects coming out this year and visuals. Yeah, definitely. More visuals.
Yeah.
Quality stuff.
So tell me about the name, Friday Night.
Hey, I think Uno would love to explain
Uno,
that.
Uno, do you wanna give us an explanation about your name?
Sounds like a jump. We just about to jump.
It's like it reminds me of The Weeknd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure like you're expecting this hectic story, but that's the point of the name. There's actually no hectic story. It's just Friday night.
And Friday night is nice. You guys are nice with it.
It's easy though.
Yeah. All right, so tell me what performances have you guys got lined up? You guys gigging around Joburg? Where you guys usually at?
This Friday.
Hey, be careful for Spur. Don't go chow it.
There's something
for real though.
Yeah.
Then we've got Melville next weekend on Friday as well.
Oh, yeah, cool. Yeah. Where in Melville?
It's at the Ballers. They're called Ballers.
Yeah. Now, I love Melville and the Bram area because that's where the artistic hub of Joburg is.
Yeah, that's where the
life
is. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, it's
even
very vibey.
Looking at the past, that's where we've had our best shows.
Oh, yeah. And you, F.A., how are you linked with these goons? You know, you're the rose amongst the thorns here. So tell us, how did you get involved with Friday Night SA and what your deal is?
Like I said, I'm a singer and I just recently met with them. And I decided to do a song with Uno. And yes, and it turned out so great. You should hear it.
That's one of the songs we're going to be playing, right? What's
what's
the name of that song again?
Need Your Love.
Need Your Love. All right. I see For the Night, Mangene, More Action. You guys have crazy names, man. You guys sound like you're part of what was the show with Kikiliki?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I can't believe
Papa Action.
Papa Action and the Boys. What was the name of that TV show? I can't believe I'm forgetting it right now.
Yeezo.
You see, that's what you guys have here. Okay. Sky City Uno. Is that the track? That's the one I've got here to play.
No idea. Yeah.
Should we need your love.
Yes.
Should we play it? Should we play it right now? You guys good? Oh, wait. Let's do it. Let's hear what's going on. What's going on with Friday Night SA and FA?
Sounds so wavy.
Ooh, wavy. That's Sky City Uno, Need Your Love with FA, featuring FA.
That's
type of song you make love to.
Hey, bro, yeah, yeah, I need your love, baby.
You can't be going fast.
Boy, 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 guy, being a worst guy right now. So,
guys, be honest with us. The studio, how did that session go down when you guys were recording there? Was it hot? Must have been hot in the studio.
I'd love to know. I wasn't there. It was just the two of
them. Hey, yeah. It was dangerous. Dangerous.
Need your love. Remember that track by Sky City Uno and FA. They are in studio with us here at CliffCentral.com. We're having a blast talking about situations that have been... Yo, South Africa is too lit, man. I won't even lie. I'm glad I'm a radio host in South Africa because our stories here are always turned... America will talk about Trump one way for the next 4 years, but we can talk about the O.R. Tambo heist.
There's no LAX heist.
Yeah.
My wife and my girlfriend.
That was the moomish of the century.
The century, yeah. South Africa is the best. South Africa is the best. Yeah, that was a great track, man. I'm really loving the sound that you guys are coming out with. So yeah, tell me a little bit more. What's your vision with Friday Night SA? What makes you guys different? You know, because a lot of music is sounding the same in South Africa, especially with trap. I'm not a dedicated trap fan. I like trap, but I think it's one of those genres that move away eventually. But yeah, tell me what your vision is. What separates you guys from the rest, man?
Like I said, the first time, quality over quantity. Because I feel like there's a lot of trash music out there, and we try by all means. Like out of 50 joints, we might only use 5.
Yeah.
So we've been recording.
Yeah.
So definitely, we're gonna put out something hot. The lyricism is on point.
Yeah.
I won't say much. Like, I won't tell all, but then definitely gonna be fire.
Yeah.
The next songs that you're gonna play, they're gonna give you like
the idea,
a picture. Yeah.
No. The people will hear it. It's all about the music for you guys today. We'll play another song soon. But yeah, FA, since you're officially a part of Friday Night SA, tell me a little bit about your individual career and what your vision is, what you see doing differently in South Africa.
Okay, well, sorry to say I'm not a South African.
Oh, really? Where are you originally from?
But I am an African, from Nigeria.
Oh, cool. The Rands and the Nairas. We got it going on in here. All right, cool. We all African,
Female version of, Ben Boy up in the POD.
So you international. You taking it international.
International, yes.
All right, cool. And how long have you been doing it?
For quite some time now. I wouldn't say music is a choice for me because I found myself doing music.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people, we are all born with our various innate abilities, and music for me is an ability.
It's one of them.
Yeah, it's one of them.
Yeah.
And
I feel like a lot of people find themselves through their art, and that's almost like finding God because whenever you write or whatever you do, it comes from
somewhere.
Nowhere, you know. So it's somewhere. So you're the voice of that somewhere, wherever that somewhere is, whatever that somewhere is. Mm. I think that's a great thing that about art that separates it from normal jobs where people are being prescribed what to do, as opposed to your prescription being thin air virtually, whatever comes to you from the powers that be. But yeah, I'm actually glad to know that you're Nigerian and that we're out here in South Africa working with everybody. I think Africa really, really needs to focus on working together. Because the problem with South Africa is that we're quite an arrogant nation in that we kind of separate ourselves from the rest of Africa a lot of the times, and we almost think we're better than them. And that's a big problem for me. And I really like the fact that we're collaborating all over the continent. I'm gonna play another track. My gang. Hola, my gang. It's my gang. This is my gang by Friday Night SA. Yo, hope you enjoy. Yeah, man. That track was mad, Joe.
That's Puzan, my gang.
Yeah, you guys are getting some mad love on the WhatsApp streets. We have Noxy. Hey, it's Noxy here. Hey, Tyron. You know, she even puts three Y's on the hair. You know when a girl puts many Y's, you know you're about to get it, though. You're about to get it. She's like, hey, Tyron, nice track, guys. Need your love as well. Need your love is getting a shout out there. And then somebody, he doesn't mention his name, but he says, haha, when he says trash music like I Find You with the Casper song. Was that you guys? This is probably from another show. There's another one, love this track, so that's for my gang. And another WhatsApp coming in from Aspuzen Makeng. That's just the message that's been sent. Aspuzen Makeng. And yeah, who influences their music is a question from WhatsApp. So Uno, do you want to give us an answer for that? Who are your influences?
Our lives. I think you were speaking earlier about what's going to make us different.
Yeah.
And I think in the rap game, there's a lot of rappers, a lot of good rappers, but no one actually speaks about what's going on in South Africa.
Yeah.
Like, I genuinely not expect to hear a song about the Spur incident.
Yeah.
Any of the
incidents. Any real conscious rap is not so really in South Africa.
Obviously, in the case of this song, it wasn't a conscious...
It's a turn-up track.
But it's turning up to what we know.
Yeah.
That's Puzen Makeng vibe.
That Kitchen is referenced out there with the first years.
Yeah. No, I completely agree with you in the idea that South African rappers don't really talk about anything.
Yeah.
That's my biggest problem with South African rappers. I don't want to call too many people out, but AKA is like that for me. He's a great rapper. He knows how to rap. But I don't hear, consciousness. I don't hear his ideas about what people are doing with their lives, how government influences. But I guess every rapper has their own style, right?
No. Whoa. So I'm going to have to oppose that because I've listened to a lot of AKA things. And then that nigga spit some bars. And I know he's referenced here and there. Even with the whole situation about buying awards, he's been talking about that thing.
You see, that's not politics.
But the thing is, it doesn't only need to be about politics. It can be what's happening in our country regardless of the politics, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's directly related to awards and the music. I'm talking about social consciousness, something that relates to everybody. Mm-hmm. Buying awards only affects rappers.
Okay, fair enough.
And I'm yet to find a guy who can. J. Cole is the perfect example.
Okay.
About speaking about blackness and whiteness. People talk about race all the time, but it's never addressed in music.
Mm.
And music is the first thing to change any society. Yeah.
Yes.
And you never hear about that in music. And I think it's part of the hype. We have a lot of hype music right now. And it's nice to turn up to. I turn up to AKA. I love AKA.
Specifically speaking on Cole, you know, I'm a fan of Cole.
Yeah.
Even with Cole, he went the more commercial
route
initially, made money, then came back to blackness.
Yeah.
What we need right now is people to go straight into conscious material.
But I mean, that gives you guys the gap, the opportunity, because there's obviously something missing in the market.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. We're just about to wrap up, man. There's never really enough time on this show. So we'll just play your track while you guys plug yourselves. Just tell us what you guys will be getting up to, where people can find you, what your Twitter handles are. What's the name of this track you want me to play, my boy?
Like to Party.
I don't see a more action BB King. Like to Party. Here we go. All right. Mac Breezy. Where's Mac Breezy?
That's our DJ.
Oh, okay. So that's Mac Breezy featuring Young Tyron, Like to Party. Listen up. So yeah, while this is going on in the background, just tell us what's going on in your lives, yo. F.A., where can the people catch you?
On Facebook.
Yeah.
At F.A. Omovo. Actually, it's Evangelist F.A. Omovo.
Evangelist.
And then, yes. And then on Instagram, it's FA777. Yes, and those are the only social.
Is it 777? Because, you know, like,
seven.
They took your name.
Perfection.
This name's already been taken. Oh, it's a choice.
Yes, it is.
All right, cool. And yourself, Tyron, where can we find you?
On all social media platforms, it's Young Tyron. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, SoundCloud, and then...
Is it Y-U-N-G?
I was just about to say, Y-O-U and then the other ones.
Rappers don't like spelling, dog.
Hey,
if there's a 4, like, it's 4U, it has to be the number 4. Okay, so that's where you can catch Mr. Tyron. Your boy Uno, what's happening with you, dog?
You can catch me on Twitter under Sky Lumumba. Sky Lumumba. So that's SKYLUMUMBA. Sky Lumumba.
Oh, yeah.
Sky City Uno on Instagram. And Sky City Uno again on Facebook. And like I said earlier, we're going to be in Bloom on Friday.
Yeah.
We are at a Bloom Fresher. Sure, you can catch Major League DJs as well.
Yeah.
Venuska, all of that. Next weekend, I'm in Melville at Ballville. At Bolo, sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cool, 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 man. And anything else you'd like to leave people with? A message, maybe something that you guys feel is important to be said or to be known for young rappers out there?
We're going to be the biggest act in the continent.
Oh, I like that. Promise. I like that. I like
promise.
Speaking it into existence.
We spoke about that.
Yeah, we had a show about speaking things into existence and how that really does manifest into reality. So I'm really happy that you said that. Man, it's been a mad pleasure hanging out with you guys. We're still going to do the Worst Guy Cypher just to wrap up the show. But yeah, let's hear a little bit more of this track. I'm liking it. It's a vibe. It's a vibe. A roller coaster. All right, man. It's been such a dope session. Love your music, guys. Love the idea that you're going for. Love the vision. We're just going to wrap up with a West Guy Cypher. You guys can join us if you want. We just got to give the people what they want. You know what I'm saying? It's not our fault. It's not our fault. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Awe. I'm actually feeling the song, you know. I don't even know if we need a cypher right now, my boy. We can maybe play out to this, you know what I'm saying? It's pressure for time. This is a vibe. Just leave it at that, eh? You guys missed out on the Worst Guy Cypher, but it's cool, though. It's cool. We'll be catching it next week, as always, chilling with the Worst Guys in the worst way. My name is Malcolm Julie. It's been a mad pleasure. Wake up, wake up, wake up! That's my boy, Riabe Sesele. You can catch us here every Wednesday afternoon at 2 p.m. And you can listen to the podcast. Download it. Download it. We out. CliffCentral.com.